now listening to Sleep Time Sober.
Listen up, everybody, as you tune to this podcast. Sleep Time's Over, come closer to get the raw facts. Zach Moore's hosting on the show, for sure. Yeah. Reporting live from Jawai, that's the dope, you know. Talking reminiscing about the good old days in the now. Sipping on that old fashioned at the room at Eyebrow. That's right. Location worldwide on your stereo deck. On your phone, on the pad, but guaranteed all fresh. Reviewing music and the nuisance that the media miss. But got the blueprint with the newness that the people will take. Good old America ain't ready for that island of slang. Sleep Time is over, give a toast up to the rest of the gang. To your tribe or the vibe or the click on the mission. Suggest you dive cause we live on transmission. Listen, listen, he got the voice that got the locals on vote. Tax more for mayor, but for now, lock it in for the show. Hey.
Sleep Time's Over! Live from the Highbrow Room! Tonight's guest, introducing Cat Sierra! Your local MILF X is back! And return of the Millennials, Jenna Whitesmith, Mikey Moniz! You have the room cocktail demonstration by the one, the only, Ariel Hoffman! On the ones and twos, DJ Freeze, the sommelier to the stars, Sky Cameron, your host tonight, DJ Zach Mark.
Welcome. It is the fourth annual Valentine show. Lord Flores, we are here yet again. I think we're going to be breaking a record here. Sky Cameron to the right of me. This is going to be, quite frankly, the longest show in history.
We have 69 guests.
This is literally 69 guests, 69 hours. I don't know how we're going to make it. I'm already tired and I just walked out. You know, this
tired already.
Fucking,
fourth annual.
Fourth annual Valentine's show.
It's our second here at the Highbrow, right?
Second here, and it is basically the anti-Valentine's show because we all know that Valentine's is a crock of shit. So we're just here to celebrate dating, social behavior, social awkwardness, Tinder, DMing.
We're going to talk about it all.
We're talking about it all, literally.
Two old guys talking about it.
Go figure. We're going to try and understand the younger generation.
Two old irrelevant guys talking about it.
Well, you know, it's a sad life we lead.
Well.
Speaking of other irrelevant guys, DJ Freeze is here with the Freeze Cam.
Hey, what's up?
Shout out to DJ Freeze, the Paul Schaefer. That's an old reference.
Yep.
Freeze, how you doing? What's your take on the whole dating scene of 2020?
I have not. I don't date, bro.
You slide in the DMs?
Never mind. I'm way too old for that, bro. I like love. I think love is cool.
Hey, that's very...
Yeah.
Like, love
shout out
is
sensitive,
cool,
man.
But yeah, I don't know what dating is, bro. I'm old.
So you're telling me, bro, I don't know what that is. It all sounds peel out of me, but I just want to say that we have a lot to cover. And it's only fitting. But before we get to all the festivities...
Yes, we got
some
sponsors.
Stuff happened. Stuff happened this past weekend.
We're not going to thank sponsors?
And yes. We got 69 hours to go. We can slide that in anytime. See, slide. Yeah. We're going to thank the Aloha Beer Company, first of all, as our sponsor. The people downstairs.
Woo.
The Highbrow Room is the establishment. We're all in here. We have Sakai & Company with... Woo. It is not Calamense.
What's the flavor
cupcakes
tonight?
It's the Baby Yoda cupcakes. Because the colors look like Baby Yoda. I have no, it's chocolate. I don't know.
Bro, is Calamense the only thing you know?
Because that's the running joke on this show.
It's the running joke on the show.
Because I can't say it correctly.
Oh, it's a variety.
The flavors,
variety pack.
It's a potpourri of...
So if anybody wants cupcakes,
colors
go
of Baby
check
Yoda.
It out and surprise yourself.
Wow.
You may find a Calamense.
That sounds kind of depressing.
Just put it in your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we just eclipsed hour one of this show. Shout out to everybody watching. Shout out to everybody listening to this thing on the Spotify and all the places you listen to the podcast and whatnot. And shout out to the Freeze Cam. The debut of Freeze has a camera.
Ooh.
So we're just going to bleed the budget and we're just going to see how many cameras can we put in this show to just really... That's going to be said a lot tonight. So get ready for that. And now we can go to a couple of things that happened.
Okay.
For the weekend, let's start with Friday and Saturday is what they call it. There's the tradition that happens in Jawai that happens.
All local people love it.
The local people love it. It's in town, private school. It is the infamous, notorious Punahou Carnival. It took place Friday night, Saturday night. The local people love the Terry's Burger, the Maize Patty.
Yep.
Some Ace Patty.
They love fried noodles.
Fried noodle.
Malasadas.
Malasadas. You can get them any time of the year, but you want to go Puno for them.
Portuguese bean soup.
Which actually I tried for the first. It was not bad. But no, but I digress. I digress. We're not going to stand in line. We're going to be going around elbow to elbow to go elbow to elbow to someplace right. else. It's all about just standing in line.
Great place during flu season.
Exactly. It's cold. It rains. Everybody all freaking out at Coronas. I'm just saying. Why are you going to go over there? Why are you going to waste your time over there? For the E.K. Fernandez rides, they're older than Aloha Stadium, quite frankly. So you're going to go into what? The Zipper's not even there. Shout out Music Express. Is that even still around?
Music Express.
It spins around and then it goes backwards. You guys remember this?
Did anybody, by round of applause, go to Puno Carnival this year?
Anybody
here?
Round of applause.
We got three.
We're just putting our hands up. Okay.
So we got a handful.
But see, they're kind of not wanting to let people know. They're just putting their arms up. They're not yelling excitedly that they want to be there. I'm just saying. All right.
But you notice a lot of times, how many of you guys that supported the Puno Carnival went to Puno?
Of course not. Yeah. Shout out public school for the win. Yeah, I'm just saying. The alumni will be there.
Of course.
All the parents of the kids are going to be there because if you don't help out, you're going to be like blackballed, right?
Right.
So then they have to be there, political. And that's a lot of kids, right? And then you got the kids around the neighborhood. You got the people around. It's not the kids. It's the people around the neighborhood. You got like the 40-somethings living on Young Street in the condo. They just got nothing else to do. So they're going to call up their wife, you know. Annette Fujioka. They're going to come in there, go hang out.
Wow.
That's what they're doing.
Deep cut.
There's an Annette Fujioka. You know, older name. And that's basically, I just don't get the point of it. There's no parking. And what is the appeal? I just want to know what is the... Did you go?
No. I haven't all gone right. in like 20 years.
Yeah, right.
But then again, I'm not big into the crowds. I go to 50th State Fair every once in a while to remind myself why I don't go to the 50th State Fair.
Hey, good reminder. Hey. Yeah. That's the one that's got animals, yeah? Is there like animals like baby calf and like
that's
giraffe?
The farm fair, I think. Oh, okay. You're confusing it all.
Okay. That's at a little stadium.
Yeah.
Don't they have like some kind of attraction? Like a cannonball guy or like a... Guy falls into a net. I don't go to these things.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Well, I'm not going to go to any of them. And a person that might go to this, because this might be his thing, is a man that just joined us. He's the man to my left. He is our social media director who just snuck his way in.
Yes.
Jay Nads is here. Jay,
yes, fashionably late.
Mic check. 1, 2, check, test.
Jay, is your mic?
Is his mic on?
Check, at this check. Point, does it check. Matter?
Hey, okay, there we go. We
all right. Here. Jay, how you doing? You all right?
Jay, did you go to Puno Carnival?
No, that's too far.
Hey, good answer.
Oh, good answer.
Bro City for the win. I like it. Okay, so I would have thought you would have gone. You didn't go to this.
No, and there's like long lines and stuff. It's fad. It's a fad.
Got thing. It. All right. No. Sorry, yes. You're helping what I'm saying. Yes, I got it. I thought you would have gone. I would have if I had to pick from any of you gentlemen, I would have picked you to go. And then you go and you go, we out here.
We out here on Instagram. Look at me.
Okay, got it. All right, so none of us went. Screw it.
Look at the churros, bro.
They got churros at Puno Carnival?
Maybe.
I'm sure there's churros there. They got everything there. Right?
Fried Twinkie, maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. All right. Hula hula chicken.
All right. Well, before we start crying about the Puno Carnival, let's move on to something that happened on Sunday.
Yes.
And this was...
Nobody cares about it.
Might
now.
Be all you on this one.
Yeah,
Sky.
No, nobody gives a damn about the Oscars, and we can all admit the Oscars relevancy in 2020. It's like nobody really cares.
So I checked the IG story poll as we do.
Yes,
and I posted a question: do you care about the Oscars?
Right.
As of when I last looked at my camera, which was like 2 hours ago, it was unanimous that no one watches.
So it was 100%
unanimous.
No? Oh, that's
100% said get out of here. So,
I told you that's about right. It's the lowest ratings in for the Oscars in years. Again, no host because they kicked Kevin Hart out for old tweets.
Twitter is just shutting down the Oscars, man. That's it.
We're in cancel
Twitter,
culture, man. We're in the midst of cancel culture right now. So
what possesses you to watch this every year?
Well, you know me, I'm the resident movie geek, and I watch a ton of movies every year, and it's always interesting to me what I would pick compared to, I guess, what all of these studio heads and producers and stuff would pick. So
you went to an Oscar party?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So what goes on at an Oscar party?
It's just a whole bunch of drinking. And we drank. We opened up four magnums of champagne, and they just order a bunch of pizza and magnums, pizza and champagne and watch
the
Oscars.
That's a condom too. Okay, so
it's our friend's condo. Yeah, yeah.
You're dressing up in tuxedos here, or
no. It's
okay. Just checking. Just
yeah,
that
yeah.
was a okay.
No,
just
it's casual.
Just
casual.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, got it. And then you.
Shirt?
So you guys, Jay, you got a tuxedo?
No. Yeah.
All right. Figures. So You bet on the did you guys
yeah,
bet on
we
who
do
wins?
Bet we do bet on
or
every
what
year.
Did you do? Okay, so you got what was the
So you get a ballot, you guess who's gonna thing, and then you put in $10 and everybody throws it in the pot, and then so
how'd you do?
I won. Yeah.
You won?
Yes.
All right.
Technically tied with another person, but I'm still undefeated.
But you got the cash, okay. All right.
But it doesn't matter nowadays because nobody gives a damn about it. But I thought it was interesting just because a movie that I talked about, which I told you was the best movie of 2019. Last year, Parasite won. It's the first ever Korean film to win
Shout
Best
out Korea.
Picture.
That's right.
And it also won Best International Feature and Best Academy Award Best Picture too, as well. So no one's ever won Best Foreign and Best Picture together.
Right, so. So this is not a horror movie, right? Because it's called Parasite.
It's a thriller.
Else.
It's a thriller.
Okay, Freeze. You watch this Parasite? You watch the Korean movies?
안녕하세요.
I guess that's a no.
I guess. Jay, do you watch movies?
I know what that is.
Congratulations to Parasite for winning Best Picture. And then after that, I tune in on this thing. I watched like 5 minutes of this.
Right.
Couple things that kind of opened my eyes. So the best actress.
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger's still alive.
After
I didn't even know.
She wasn't in any movie for 7 years.
She was on Jerry Maguire and that was it. And then she dug out. And then
she hasn't started a movie in 7 years.
Just as the bunny. What was that movie?
Bridget Jones.
There we go. Right. There you go. And then that was it. And then she's winning best actress.
She won best actress for Judy, playing Judy Garland.
I'll watch that one. And then we got
Joaquin Phoenix, won
right?
Best actor for Joker.
And then he was talking
was
about
deserved.
Something, right? He's always sad or protesting something,
yeah,
right?
He's like a sad guy.
We gotta go vegan right now or something. He's saying I don't know, but I still get to see the Joker. Charlize Theron is still alive. I didn't know she was still act.
Wow, why wouldn't she be alive?
Because I just don't see these people out and about. You know, I'm just watching, Avengers, man, which is Star Wars for 3 hours doing this crap.
Hey, Brad Pitt won Best Supporting Actor. How about that? You know,
but he won for the Tarantino movie.
Tarantino movie. Right. Once
well,
upon
he's
a time
still alive.
Yeah,
you see,
but you don't hear. But this is how out of touch Oscars is. We had an Eminem performance. Why?
Yeah.
Of Lose Yourself.
Eminem putting out some poundage there. Eminem didn't look.
I
his
hate
best.
His beard. I don't know.
He's to cover up his. He's like Action Bronson in this shot. He didn't look too
album.
Good.
His beard is weird.
The beard is weird.
Beard
yes.
Is weird. Yeah. Shout out Machine Gun Kelly.
Turn the channel. But then, as amongst all of that, there was something else on the weekend that took place. That's going to tie us in to the theme of tonight, Valentine's Day. Okay, so every year I get a call from the good people at the Baratania Florist.
Really?
And the Baratania Florist, it's usually some woman maybe like, you know, way past 69. She's probably 79, if we can start that joke. And she calls me up and then she leaves me the voicemail because it's always some unknown number and no one's picking up the unknown number.
Okay.
And then I get the voicemail. Hello, Aaron. It's that time again. It's right around the corner and we have our first sale for you to pick up on our early bird special. Bouquet rose, $29.99.
Oh, man.
Please call us now. Click. That was it. And the silence. Because, that's, the old people, they don't know. Is this working? Should I hang up? Or do? And then they just
Baratania Flores has not discovered Flores. Instagram, obviously. Right. It's still the phone.
So,
phone calls.
This has been going on for like the past 10 years.
To landlines.
They're still using a landline at Baratania Flores. I checked. They have an online, though. They have online ordering. But this woman has been going at it for 10 years. And I think it's the same voice, but maybe, I don't know, because, old Japanese ladies, they kind of sound the same after like 75.
Oh.
But really? Is that going to be not the face? I'm just saying, for the past 10 years, I've been getting this phone call. Same situation. Have you ever bought roses? Have you ever bought flowers?
Sure.
Through the years? Okay, right.
Sure. Yeah.
How do you do it? What do you deliver them?
We call and pick them up, But I honestly haven't bought flowers in like a very long time. And the girls that I dated, they don't care for flowers. They ask them, they're like, well, I think some girls like them, some girls. What's the applause? Girls in here that love flowers, getting flowers. You guys like getting flowers?
Oh,
it's a lot.
Look at this. Roar of applause here.
Ben's
what kind of women you
flowers
you
is still
from Procedio. Okay. So I'm just saying the women, they're loving the flowers.
They're loving the flowers.
Galaxy Rose.
Talk about the grumps I'm dating.
Galaxy Rose, please. What is that?
I don't know. It's something I see on the Instagrams. It comes up.
Sponsored post.
It's a rose that looks like space or something. Ooh. It's fancy. It's fancy.
Galaxy.
Yeah. Wow. You took us all aback by that one.
So,
sorry to
spoil it, but you're a married man. Sorry, fellas. But you bought. When was the last time you bought flowers for your wife?
Ooh, shit.
Nobody cares about flowers. Let me tell you this right now. How did I start this situation? Baratania Flores has been calling me for 10 years because you know what that means? I bought flowers, all right?
My time.
So they're going to try and get me for all I got. They're trying to squeeze me out for every time I got. Early bird special. Then the week after, they double it by $20. I think by this week, it's probably like $100. It usually, a dozen is about like $200.
What?
I think.
I think they need some help from
baby's breath.
I think Baratania Flores needs help from our millennial team to give them tips on how to market.
We're gonna go on location with the millennials. The Baratania Flores gonna find this woman and we're gonna tell her and update her on how to sell properly roses in 2020. So DMing old people, DMing for the win, senior DMing. So that was
but flowers now it's all online. You just order online, you pick it up, right? It's all everything's online, right?
Everything's online. Baratania Flores does have it online, but I'm just saying these are the things that we usually look for, the stereotypical things for this said time of year. The chocolate. I don't gotta get that. Whatever.
Godiva, whatever it is.
Godiva.
What's good chocolate now? I don't even know.
Dark chocolate, Jay?
Hawaii
Lord. Have you ever gotten flowers for a gal, Jay?
No.
Wow.
Guy? Okay. Someone? Have you ever gotten flowers, period?
Whack. Gotten? Given?
Yeah. Bought flowers?
I'm sure he's bought flowers for prom. And
a funeral or something
like that? You bought flowers for prom and shit like that, right?
The things you have to, but not on my own. Like, oh, here, let me go get you some flowers, bruh.
Listen.
I make coupons, though. I make, like, coupons. Like, never mind.
If only we had someone that could add a little bit of insight into this subject.
All right. Well, before we drown in our own hell, We do have one of the many guests of this evening.
Yes.
He's gonna make an appearance. And we have the debut of one of the many. And this is going to be the debut of this gal. We're trying to get her on here. And we're going to get her perspective, the female perspective. One of the many females.
Here we go.
Where is Kat Sierra? Woo! Where is she now? Woo! There she is.
Bang chicken. Watch the broom. Watch the cable. There we go.
Great, you're the first one to make it over, and then you can hold on to the mic on this
one. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, you're the first one to make it to that corner. That's the tricky corner for the night. Every guest, beware of that corner. So yeah, Kat, how you doing?
Great. How are you? It's been a long time coming.
Yes.
All right.
Thank goodness. So you've been overhearing the depression that's been going on the last 10 minutes of the show. That is the Valentine show. What is your take on this whole situation? Dating thoughts. What do you think?
But just on Valentine's Day in general. Do you like your Valentine's Day?
I'm not someone that really celebrates it. Like I haven't had many Valentines, in the past. But I think it's a great holiday. I love getting gifts. I don't think any girl would deny like wanting to get flowers or
every
gifts
day is
or a card or at least like something for appreciation,
Correct. Yes. Yeah. So that's kind of a sad thing there. You don't have many Valentines. Gosh.
Oh my gosh, I need to
You're
tell you.
You're not alone. We're all in it together.
So last year.
Here we go. Now we got something.
Okay, so last year I need to tell you this story. I want to get your thoughts. So I was dating a guy, and it was a situation where I was into him more than he was into me.
Yeah.
So Valentine's Day rolls around. He says, "Okay, let's go to dinner." So I roll up. I'm super excited. Okay, like super super excited. I went shopping, got a box of chocolates. That's normal, right?
Somewhat. Not based off what we've been saying, but yeah. I'll go with it. Yeah.
Okay, so I roll up me at the restaurant. Okay. He rolls up with a lei.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, very local.
Nice.
What?
It's
all right.
Is it the double entendre?
What?
Because he's like laying you to get...
Quite frankly, jeez.
It was an orchid lei in a box from Longs.
Longs.
Yeah, the sticker. It says like A4. You know how you get it from the refrigerator?
Damn.
Wow.
What do I do with this?
Okay.
Flush that one down the toilet.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, let's backtrack this one. Okay.
Wow.
First of all, I got a couple questions.
Oh my God.
How old is this gentleman and where did you find him?
Yes.
I don't want to dive into that, but he was in his 30s.
All right.
So I just wondered, is that normal for a man to show up with a lei?
No, that's not at all. No. I don't know where you're finding him. But
I have a question. Was he, the lei was
like his own his, for himself? Like,
No. It was for me. So like I rode up.
That'd be far worse, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm saying like he brought you a orchid lei
for me.
Yeah, he brought you an orchid lei from Long's.
No, yeah, it's like I rode up. He was like, "Oh, hey, happy Valentine's Day."
Wow.
And I was like, whoa.
Wow.
What was going through your mind as you're getting this lei?
A little shocked, but yeah. I mean, I kind of like rolled with it, and then it was kind of awkward because I kind of sat there during dinner and I had this lei on. I was like, I'm not graduating. Like, I don't know why I'm wearing this. Like, it was just awkward.
Wow. How recent was this again?
This was last year.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. That'd be like the worst breakup, too, if he like, breaks up with you and then gives you a lei. And he's like, see you
around later.
Kaden.
Okay. So.
Oh, let's bring back Kaden.
So, Kaden never left. But okay, let's bring into the date itself. So you got this lei on. Mm-hmm. Where did you guys go to eat?
I picked a Thai restaurant. Okay. And, like, I found it on Yelp. Like, you know, kind of like last minute thing. So.
Okay. Okay. So neutral ground there.
Yeah, it was neutral. It was then, okay.
What was the icebreakers amongst the lei? But what? Anything else? How was the conversation?
It was okay. Like, kind of flowed. He just kind of made some comments. Like, oh, it smells good, right?
Wow. He's selling the lei to you.
Man.
He's selling the lei.
Oh, my God. All
right. Okay.
It's funny. It's a funny story because he...
We laugh
like,
now.
My friends know, like, I don't wear leis.
I can't picture you with a lei or much any woman on a date, but was this a one and done? Or?
No, we kind of dated afterwards, but I think it was just kind of I think it's funny to look back, you know, because that experience made me realize, like, not every guy is the same. You know, I mean, you're going to have some guys that kind of go out of their way, you know, buy a dozen roses and they go all out, and then other guys kind of take it easy.
Right.
So I think at the end of the day, it's, you know, I kind of appreciate the thought. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And
like, I don't have like high expectations.
He never gave you another lei after that. That was the one lei.
Yeah. Was there a second lei on this?
No, there's no second
lei. There was no second lei.
One lei pal.
One lei pal.
Well, you know, it can bring other things, like maybe a plant.
One hit a quitter.
On the lanai.
I never got that.
Good. So what do you, I guess this goes into, mm-hmm. what do you look for in a man? You're trying to find that gentleman caller.
What do I look for in a man?
Yeah, what are the traits that you look for in a man? Like, let's go on to maybe a little bit more specific because, you know, all women, they all want someone who's funny. But what else is there along with that alongside? It's a thing.
The most overused line by women.
I want someone who can make me laugh. So anything else, anything that comes to mind that's a little different that you yourself specifically would like to see as a trait?
Totally. I mean, I feel like everyone, like every woman goes through this. Like you date, you kind of learn more about yourself and you learn about what you'd like and don't like. So for example, I know like I want to find someone like loyalty is a big thing.
Yep.
High moral standard, having the same values as me.
Right.
One thing that people don't realize is like having the same food interests. It's super important. Because imagine like you're having thousands of meals with this person. And you can't settle for someone who doesn't like the same food as you. Like, for example, I've dated someone who was fine with having like nachos for dinner.
How old is this guy?
Like,
Kale agreed with you there.
I sat there and I was like, I can't eat nachos for dinner.
Okay. Okay, wait. But then also factors in, what date was this? Was this like date 2?
It was kind of like we were dating, like, you know, like
okay,
ongoing.
This was like just the hanging out period.
Hanging out, but...
And then he wanted nachos.
Yeah, I don't want to eat nachos for dinner.
No, that's not really top 10.
Yeah, nachos is not a main course.
It's not a... I kind of like a balanced meal, like soup, some rice, some meat, some vegetables.
Of courses, okay.
Yeah, but he didn't have the same, you know, ideals as me in terms of food.
Okay, got it. So... I gotta ask this again. Where do you find these guys? And are you an online dating gal?
Am I an online dating gal?
Do you do that? Or you meet them in person?
Absolutely not. No.
Hey.
No.
See, how about that?
Wow.
About that?
I'm actually terrified.
For swerve.
I can't do it.
You can't. Okay. What's the reasoning for that?
I mean, I have nothing against it.
Yeah.
I have friends that have been on it, but personally for me, I think I'm just kind of worried, like, you know, running across someone that I know on that app and kind of being recognized. I think, especially in Hawaii, it's such a, you know, we live on a small island. I just don't want to be recognized.
No, that's a big factor. That's very true. Because we're on an island, like, you know, we do this Tinder thing, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to see somebody, you know. You're going to see, it's either going to be somebody, you know.
People, you know. That's
we're
going to
see them online and we're like, you like date me?
No, it's the gag of it. You just pass them by.
Well, right. We can laugh at it. But then, you know, and then you're just left with a bunch of military guys. And then that's it. That's what you got left.
Oh, jeez.
And then what? Okay. So it's a tough situation. Okay, so if you were to go out, are you at the bar situation or just at the... Because you're out.
Where's the best
the
place that you've experienced to meet people? Do you meet them through friends or do you go out? Because most right. people say they meet them through friends. They get introduced
to
lobby
bar.
Oh, lobby bar.
I'm kidding.
Oh, Boosh.
Shout out, Compose.
Oh, Boosh.
Shout out, Annette.
No, I'm kidding. No, that was a joke.
Okay. It looks like a comfortable atmosphere. Like, okay.
It's cozy.
There you go, right. Well, is it in 2020?
In 2020.
Will bars be pretty much the number one place to just be social with people to find someone? Like, is there any other outlet?
I think times are changing. I feel like, you know, people are starting to meet people outside, like, okay. during daylight hours. I think it's possible to like go on a hike and meet someone there, or like go to the beach, or, like, you know.
Are you a hiker?
I mean I'm not a hiker, but I'll go on hikes. There's a difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
The guy said, "Let's go." You're like, "Go hike what?" And then you'd be like, "All right." And he gets you a lay, and then you're like,
yeah. Let's go on this long hike alone, yeah. first, where no is? One can hear you. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm not with that.
We're
man.
No cell phone coverage.
I think that's yeah. total suspect. Like for the date, he's like, "Let me take you on a hike." Where we were just
not
alone.
Not on a first date. No, wait.
And you
not,
got no
yeah.
cell phone
I
service.
I agree.
I did a hike on a first date.
This is weird,
before.
Man.
Not
yeah.
a first date, really?
Yeah.
But then what if, like he said, I mean, you know, cell phone goes down and then, you know, that's it.
She brings a knife with her.
Bring the shank. You'll be all right. It's okay. Because I can't see that. Maybe like you go. Well, during the day, right, would be the best
during
option.
During the day, yeah. I think, you know what the best way to meet someone is? I think through mutual friends. Like kind of
oh, yeah.
like. Kind of, right. you know, using your network and exploring and asking right. them, like, hey, do you have anyone that you recommend for me?
Right.
And so forth. So I think it's possible.
Right.
Or even, like, looking, like, outside your hometown. Like,
you know what a friend of mine said?
True, right?
That he's met the most women and they actually dated doing is walking his dog.
Oh, that's a good one.
And he's met the, that's well, what he's met is, yeah.
Depends on the dog, though, right? I mean, if you have a cute dog, right? Then, oh, look at this.
He does have a cute, dog, he has a cute, like, corgi, well, corgi kind of
well,
dog.
Right, there you so. Go. That's like a...
Yeah, that attracts females for
attracts
sure.
Females,
and you're going
right?
walking, and
so,
then yeah.
So there's that situation, but the bottom line, despite all of this and all of this, you know, we're trying to find dating, love. Mm-hmm. Just take care of yourself. Just do you, as they
yeah,
say.
Do you
take care of your career? You don't really need anyone. Independence.
I agree. I love that too.
Independence. That's the bottom line. You know, if we can really summarize. Mm-hmm. We're really looking at independence here. When we look at love and dating, Sky, come on, you would agree.
Well,
let's be secure with ourselves, right, Freeze?
The corny line is, you gotta love yourself before you love somebody else.
That always sounds weird, though, when you say that. But I know what you're saying. But yes, so independence.
Do you love yourself?
I'm gonna say yes, but it sounds still weird. Because I'm sorry, I'm thinking of something else. Okay, I'm just yes. Bottom line, yes.
Yeah.
And I think we all should. And if we can use that as to set the tone for tonight.
Love yourself.
Love yourself. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about the dating. And Kathy, this will be your debut, but you're going to be joining us hopefully for the future.
Okay,
if
hopefully.
You haven't run away from.
Yeah, we're going to bring
this.
You back. We're going to give you a lay.
automatic, right? And then we'll, because I know that you're a gal that's out in the town. And you can give us all the information of what's going on as far as just the scene, the scene. Because you know we're old, we don't.
Yeah,
go
you
out.
Can tell us what the inside of Lobby Bar looks like.
Tell us, give us yes, blow by blow of Lobby Bar, what goes on there, what's up, what's DJ Annette doing? We can tell us all of that, and then hopefully you'll be back on in the near future. Here.
Yeah, this can be fun. We can talk about current events and news.
Exactly, just so many things to talk
so
about.
Many
right? Just talk for hours.
Yeah.
No. Okay,
let's give it up.
A million things. Give it up. Kat Sierra, everyone. Here she is. Let's take a break. All right. We're almost done with this long show, huh, Sky? Isn't this something? We're like 4 hours in. 20 more to go. Before we do so, though, a couple of the news and notes. Next week is going to be the Harry Hardware Appreciation
That's
show.
Right.
Harry's Hardware Appreciation Show with the great Hideo Simon will be there.
So is that one, are we going to have to get like people to reserve? Because it's a limited space in that room.
Right.
So how are that? Do we want people to hit you up, slide in your DMs? What do you want them to do?
Unfortunately, no. And I really haven't gone that far as far as thinking.
Okay.
So we're just going to go into Harry's Hardware
and
figure it out.
So once the room is full, but if you guys want to join us, it's going to be our our first live show in that speakeasy, so that should be really fun.
Right next door to Pine and Jigger. As you know, Pine and Jigger is closing down, which will be also be doing the show, the final Pine and Jigger show. It'll be March 24th.
That's right.
Pine and Jigger closes March 29th.
And you know, March 24th is Harry's last night of
business. And that is Harry's last night. Yeah. And that's another big one. We're going to have Dave Newman, who's going to be doing a cocktail demo in Harry's. For wow. the final Harry's situation. So
crazy.
That'll be another live one. And then we have our new correspondent. We have our clubbing and astrology correspondent, Soulgasm.
That's right.
Who read my astrology, which is weird shit. But she has this big event coming up in the next couple of days where she's going to have... this is a dance instructor,
right?
Christina Benedetti, who is the one who choreographs Lady Gaga, Britney Spears, Macy wow. Gray, Common. And she's doing for all the gals out there that want to do the dancing. And shout out women dancing. Do women still dance in 2020?
Yes.
Does anyone still dance in 2020?
Yes, they do.
Besides dabbing. I'm just saying, like, okay.
Women right. be dancing.
Or dip and lean challenge for the win. Okay. But there's that's gonna be coming on Thursday and Saturday. And check out Soulgasm.com for that one. And then also in March, we got Chef Mark Noguchi.
Yes, that's right. Us. Shout out Mark.
And then we'll also have a kind of a first for the show, a panel discussion, the DJ panel discussion. Ooh. March 17th, the Hip Hop Time Machine. The third annual Old Fut Hip Hop event that everyone goes to and we all love. We have all the DJs playing at this. They're going to be all sitting here, like all lined up.
Man, are we going to play a game of Who Dis that night?
Talk about that long show, probably.
Oh, nice.
So Technique is going to be there. Drama's back on here. Sub-Zero's back on here. Wow. Slant, all these guys. So,
the murderer's row of DJs.
Murderer's row, yes. And we're going to just talk about DJ stories.
And Freeze will be here.
Freeze will be there. Yeah, Freeze is going to be a... Right, good smile, Freeze.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of Hawaii DJs.
I would put him there, definitely. So we got all that coming up. So let's to continue on the telethon that we're doing. Our first guest was on the Valentine's special last year.
That's right.
And she's a funny girl then. She's a funny girl now because she was
she's a straight shooter.
She's a straight shooter.
Yeah.
A dancer.
That's right.
She'll put you on blast, as the kids say.
Oh, yes.
If you screw up, all you guys out there with the DMing. But last year she was a single gal, and we were talking about single leading towards, you know what, be independent, doesn't matter. Pretty much similar to what Kathy was talking about last segment. So we're gonna go in for our 1 year update.
Okay.
With Princess Local MILF X is back. Woo! Where is she?
She told me smack her on the booty. She said I got too many hoes. She said I got too many shows. But she twerk. But she twerk.
We're two for two. In the corner. Here we are, Dan. Yes. Welcome. I know, right? Well, so am I.
So am I.
Exactly. So.
Check, check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, there we go. Is there a mic on?
How's my hair?
It sounds like a library right now.
Okay.
Your hair's all right? I can't tell.
ASMR.
Is my hair all right?
Your hair's great. Right.
Shut the show down. If not, okay. It's been a year. Now, for the people that haven't seen last year's Valentine's show, it was quite the hoot. We had people bleeding on the show, if you remember that. Some of you do. And we would culminate with yourself and finding you on the Instagram. And it was always an exciting thing to see where you would have the IG story. And you have 1,000 guys that are just sending you dick pics galore, the DMing, ball pics, scrotum pics, whatever they got. And then you call them all out and you tell them, get out of here, you douche. And then you put them out there, you put their name out there. Fantastic. Fantastic. We could make that a Netflix show. And it was great. And just the fact that you were just very, very strong-minded, and you're a mother as well.
Yes, sir.
Right. Funny stuff. 2020. Here we are. You were single then.
Yes.
What is the update currently now?
I am whipped. I am whipped. I'm engaged.
There we are. Wow. How about it? Huh?
I love you.
Love finds a way.
I know, right?
Love finds a way.
Some way.
Right? Okay, so now we ask some questions. So
oh, God.
Amongst all the millions of men.
I can swear, right?
Fuck
I'm
yeah.
I'm swearing a lot.
So amongst the millions of men DMing you and they're visiting
billions,
you.
Billions, billions.
Right. Probably. And they're visiting you and they're being all creepers and weird, socially awkward guys like they are. what of all of the men, this was the guy? How was this the guy? What did it for you? He's here too, by the way. Yes, fuck is right.
Okay, we'll just start off by saying that we're contemplating on our wedding hashtag, and we're looking at either Ready to Ramos or Love at First Swipe, because we met on Tinder.
Now you see where this is going.
Of all places.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it gets so much juicier than that.
Where do we begin? So you're on Tinder. What was the, as you're swiping away, what possessed you to stop and be like, I'm not going to swipe that way. I'm going to swipe. I don't even know how, I forget how it works.
I don't either. I don't fucking know.
Good answer. How did, what made
I don't think
you,
she looked at his picture and said, he's funny.
Right. Did he look funny to you?
I'm not going to lie. I really have a soft spot for fuckboys.
Oh, whoa, there you go. See, despite it all. Fuckboys for the loss.
And damn. Then we,
so you thought of him, your first impression was another fuckboy. Here we go.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then it got better when I found out his last name and found out that he was the brother of a guy that tried to hit it in high school and ended up fucking two of my best friends.
Whoa.
It was a great time.
Right.
It's okay. It was okay. It was funny. It's funny.
We laugh now.
It's hilarious.
Okay.
Sorry, so, babe.
We laugh now.
So because of that, that's what piqued your interest? That kind of kept this going? Like, who sent the first message? Doesn't...
Oh, he super liked me. But then I found out that he paid to super like, which means that he was super liking other girls.
Oh, there's a paid membership.
Remember, this is what we talked about.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, shit.
I wouldn't know.
So we talked about the other show. You can super like somebody.
But then you have to, but you can pay for it though.
You have to pay for it. I don't know how all that works, but.
There's a monthly membership to the super like.
I think it's a daily date. Anyone?
Anyone doing the super liking? Anyone doing it now? Maybe it's, we got time. Anybody swiping right now?
Ben!
Nope. Everyone's keeping
it from the back.
Ben super liking. Finally. Someone revealing the truth. Here, all right.
But it's okay. Everything happens for a reason.
I'll pay for it.
Ben's super liking it when you tip him.
That's true.
The only reason I brought him here tonight.
Right. So, okay. The super like happened. Who sent the first message? Do you remember like the very first conversation of messages?
Okay. I don't... I'm certain that he sent the first message just because I don't do that.
Okay.
But
like, hey, girl.
So I'm assuming... Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm assuming you sent the first message...
He's here.
Correct. He's nodding. Oh, He's here.
Okay.
Yes. Good. This handsome gentleman in the back.
Good. Confidence for the win. Good.
Oh, baby. But I was actually on an airplane on the way to Georgia when he and I were messaging back and forth.
Yeah.
So I didn't see him for 2 weeks. We were just talking for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And sorry, babe. That's the longest I've talked to anyone without like interaction.
Yeah. Really?
Adult interaction.
Really?
Yeah. In all honesty, he's aware. But the day I came home, it was a Wednesday.
Okay.
Just for record, it was a Wednesday. I landed and I told him that he could come over after my daughter fell asleep. And we hung out. We watched the movie Moon, which was terrible. Don't watch it. We didn't watch it either, though. It was just on.
It's just on, right? That's right. Netflix and chill, bro.
Netflix and chill.
That's right. Do it. That's how it works.
Moral of the story is he has spent every single night in that bed since that day.
Really?
10 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
So, I know.
So he goes by. Now this is great too. Like we're fast forwarding, but I just got to put this out just so we can get a name for this. Your local mechanic ex.
Your local mechanic.
It's fantastic.
It wasn't even my idea. I was.
Which pleased. More the reason this is a plus for this
I
guy.
I was pleased.
Even better.
To say the least.
So. Since this has been the case and you are out there as a dancer, has this affected business for you and you're a very public figure on the IG? What are all the other creepy guys thinking seeing this guy in your IG story? So,
I would really like to say that having posted him on my Instagram stopped the dick pics or the,
the ball pics?
Less than impressive.
Skin
pickup lines, maybe?
Oh, right.
Maybe you'd call them pickup lines.
Yeah,
in fact, the day after he proposed, I actually had an ex message me, an ex fling,
yeah,
text me, and I sent him a picture of the ring and everything, and that didn't stop anything,
really.
But it was you know, it was a good effort and whatever. He is a very strong man,
yes,
he puts up with a lot, considering my profession and.
Right.
My presence, etc.
Right.
As far as work, I wouldn't say I'm a liar. I just kind of you ask specific questions. I give you specific answers. Do you have a boyfriend? No. Are you married? No.
Right.
I have a fiance, but I'm not bringing that up.
It's playing the game.
It's playing the game. You ask the questions. I have the answers.
There you go.
Also, when I got my ring, it was a size, like half a size too big.
Yeah.
So on normal days, I wear it on my middle finger. And the intentions were to resize it.
Okay.
I've yet to resize it. And I kind of don't plan on doing it for a while.
Just keep it on.
I keep it on my middle finger. And for most customers that I've never met before, I tell them that I got it out of a gumball machine. Customers that know me for a long time and have me on Instagram are obviously aware of the situation and fully supportive. So that's really nice. Yeah.
That's great to hear.
It doesn't change anything.
Right?
So,
and Freeze, you know, to bring you into this conversation, because you were there last year as well.
Hi.
Much love.
This was all in an establishment that can we name the establishment?
Of course.
Good 939, right?
Yeah, he's Uncle Freeze over there.
I mean,
Daddy Freeze.
He was the uncle. So what is your take of this when you see when you were used to work there, all these girls interacting with these guys and these guys trying.
I think it's awesome, bro. Like, I'm super happy for you. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Like, of all of this, yes.
I mean, all of y'all work very hard at what you do. Like, people can have impressions of what y'all are and it's whatever. You play the game. But, I mean, if you're actually happy and you found happiness, if you're a real one, you can't front on that. Like, you just got to be happy for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's real, then it's real. Like, keep
it
moving.
That.
Proud of you, bro.
That was great, Freeze. That was
too deep. That was.
There you go.
I'm like three shots of Patron in. Can we?
Thank you.
Woo! Liquid courage.
Called me out.
Cognac, though.
Yeah, we're pacing the shots.
I think that's every
Freeze.
Time someone gets engaged. Freeze goes, "Proud of you, bro."
Thanks, bro.
Do you?
I'm just saying, proud of you, bro.
Mahalo, palalo.
I'm older useless, so I'm proud of you, bro.
Proud of you, bro.
We'll all do cognac later, but
you can be my maid of honor.
Hey,
my dick of duties.
Let's go.
Oh, the dick of honor. Okay.
Dick of duties.
All right.
Oh shit! What the hell?
So when you get these guys that are still sending you stuff, and then they see you're with them, what are they trying to say to win you over? Like, what kind of dumb shit can they even possibly come up with? You still don't like me? Or like, what do they say at this point? Like, let's get into the mind of like the creepy guy. Like if we can really divulge and like, you know. Analyze the creeper. What's in the mind?
Sadly, it's not that well thought out. It honestly has nothing to do with I'm better than him or I can compare or compete in any way.
Right.
It has nothing to do with him. It's just a random. I think it's just random at this point. Wow. I don't think there's any intention on it, but
yeah, it's
you know.
Just dumb guys. It's like I like Smash.
Right.
Yeah.
You like me?
How much you charge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck
out of here.
Yeah,
there's
really,
that.
Yeah,
there's the
bad.
Charge part.
At least they're smart enough to acknowledge that it's not nothing's free.
Okay, there's that though.
Yeah.
Right.
It devolves into the worst.
Just Venmo me, bro.
Man.
I call you later.
Right,
yes.
Right.
I'll reply to you later.
Well, so
I'll reject you later. $20.
No, not bad.
Thank you.
So there's a wedding being planned. We got a ways to go. When is the wedding? Any plans for that? What's the thoughts? What you got the hashtag figuring out here? What are we doing?
I've just been through so many weddings where I know everyone turns to a bridezilla at the end of it.
Okay, right.
I have we have a lot going on in our lives, and for me, it's important to plan everything in advance. So we're hoping to plan everything by the end of this May and put deposits down for everything.
Wow.
And looking for a May in 2021.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Depends on the venue, but that's kind of what we have in mind.
Just do them at the highbrow room, bro. It's ready to go. Get a seat. Get 50 people in here.
He's from Kauai, bro.
We'll fly in some people. We'll bring them in.
That's
about
700 people.
That's, okay. So convention center for the win. Okay, got it.
Okay.
I got it, yes. And then we get the Dick of Honor. We get all the bridezillas.
The
we
Dick
get them
of
all
honor.
In there. Freeze can make an appearance. Freeze give a speech.
If you don't
what you mean
up,
appearance? I thought I'd go DJ the wedding. What the
there
fuck?
We go. Good.
Yeah, you're gonna DJ.
Tie in. My goodness.
Salesman for the win.
Wait a minute.
What you
money.
Mean?
Yeah,
that's how you do it. Good.
You're walking down the aisle to Trey songs.
Did you get
songs.
That on camera?
It's all recorded. It's all recorded.
I heard it was free.
That's all I said.
It's all recorded. So no plans of going to get married in Kauai then? You're gonna just still gonna be here. That's the plan?
Putting
on the spot here.
Considering the fact that he and I are going to be paying for the entire wedding,
Okay.
I would prefer to have it on this island where everyone would have to contribute to their own flights and hotel stays. And if they don't want to pay for that, they don't have to come and I don't have to pay for their food.
Screw them. Get them out of here. Yep,
I'm an asshole.
I like it.
That's asshole.
That
was my Tinder bio. My bio, it said, I'm an asshole red heart. That was the only thing I had in my bio. Do you remember that?
It apparently worked.
It worked.
They like the mean kind.
Feisty.
They like the asshole kind of girls, yeah. Just like how the girls like the asshole guys.
Guys like yes, guys like assholes.
Right, assholes for the win, huh?
Guys like assholes.
Nope.
So.
He didn't get it the first time. It's okay.
Assholes for the win for everyone. But bottom line is this: after a year, love found a way.
Tinder won. Tinder succeeded.
Tinder won despite all of the roaming through all the dicks.
Honestly.
You found one.
Swiping, swatting dicks.
Right? Just go away.
Straight swatting dicks.
Whoa, go
left
away.
And right.
Right? Scrotum, get out of here.
Oh my God.
You found,
fuck your taint.
You found that one, and it's going to be fantastic. And a year later from now, you're going to be married. That's it. How about it?
Woo, that's optimistic. Oh. Right now, we're planning for it.
It's going to happen.
Don't jinx it.
Don't worry.
Oh, Lord.
The fact that he's local mechanic, he's got it figured out, I think. I think he's got it.
I might only be with him because my maintenance is really expensive.
Got that right. Yeah. Shit. That's a whole other episode. Okay, well, before that, Sky, any parting news? Love is one here.
It's perfectly ties into our segment that's going to be coming up where we're talking about dating apps and what works and what doesn't.
Yes, right. We'll go right back into depression soon, everyone. Don't worry. But right now, we have a positive.
Yes,
we have a positive.
Sure. We got one that worked, yes.
So let's take a break here, everyone. Your local MILFX is in love. Let's take a break. Sleep All right, so the dating fiascos continue. We're going to now go into the dating app world.
The dating app world, yes.
And how does that relate to people that are old, people
love,
that are young?
Depression, all that. Tears.
That's the theme of the show as well, is depression and tears.
Kleenex.
And what better than to discuss depression and tears with the millennials that have been on yet again from last month, Jenna Weissman, Mikey Moniz from Living 808, where they are. You made it. Okay, one.
Trying to go Valentine's a little bit. I literally just bought
Smoke
this.
Smoke and tight. Okay. We made it.
What's popping?
What's going on?
I tell you. So, your last segment, it's every February. It's every first week of February. You do the Millennial Mondays segment.
Every first
Monday of the month. And it was covered on dating apps.
Yeah.
That was the theme for that one.
So the whole point, if you guys don't watch KH12, is we thought of Millennial Monday to kind of bridge the gap between the previous generations and the current millennial generations and the generations before. Because let's face it, Hawaii Television doesn't really have something like Millennial Monday where we can talk about stuff that's currently happening.
They're not speaking to us right now.
Yeah, they're not speaking to us. So
Nobody wants to talk to us. Yeah.
The generation after us doesn't understand Tinder, Bumble. Like, they don't know what the heck that is.
Yeah. Okay, so
Freeze doesn't know what it is.
Well,
well,
we
now
asked
he does.
About it.
Since
Freeze last time was on fire. But for the people that don't know, we've been talking about Tinder a lot. What is Bumble for the people that don't know?
Go ahead, Jenna.
Well, Bumble is it's a dating app, but it's different because it's when the girl is the initiator.
How about it?
So the girl has to swipe, and then if she doesn't initiate a conversation with the guy that she matches with within 24 hours, then it disappears.
Oh, there is a time limit to this.
It's a time limit,
Yeah, so it makes you pull the trigger. You gotta pull the trigger quick.
Yeah.
So in other words, it's an automatic ghosting. Like,
peace.
That's another topic we gotta cover, ghosting. Yes.
Dude, shout out, I'm currently being ghosted right now, so if you're watching this, F you.
You see? Everybody getting ghosted, bro. Okay.
Let's go. We've all been there.
Before we started, I have to. You brought up something regarding ghosting. So since that topic is up, you were talking in regards of dating and ghosting. So what happened again with the you were on a said date?
Right. So I've been dating for about a year and a half now.
Yeah.
This is actually my first Valentine's Day being single in 8 years. I just realized.
Welcome
that.
To the club.
Is that a good thing? Are we yaying or are we booing? Like, what are
independence
I mean, you know
once
what?
Again?
Independence.
Sky. Congratulations
for the win.
To Princess. Okay. She's winning the game right now.
Right?
She's engaged.
Princess is now on like shot 69 at this point. But yes, we're going to talk about independence. We're talking about being Valentine's.
But
what happened?
Back to the ghosting. Yeah. So I went on a date with this guy.
Yep.
It was a couple weeks ago, and I met him off Tinder, actually.
Oh, shit.
And okay, so you know how people say put your height on, like, you have to list your height?
Yeah.
In your, well, right. That's actually really important, because when I met the guy.
Oh, girl.
He was a lot shorter than I was anticipating.
She dated Lord Farquaad for a second. Let's just put
wait,
it
was
out
it
there.
That bad?
Big
difference of what you expected. It's all about the angles,
I'm into
right?
Tall. I'm into taller than me.
Got it.
How tall are you?
5'3". But I like to wear heels.
Plenty of guys get chance. Okay. 5'7" guys
so
you get chance.
Ask, how tall was homeboy? How tall was this guy?
I mean, I was wearing little heels and it was about my height, like eye level. Which so isn't like, terrible, but I like
five,
a little
five,
bit.
5'6" like the tall guys. 5'7"
Well, okay. Yeah. So Jenna's from California. And I got to tell you, girl, I mean, welcome to Hawaii, but there's a lot of short Hawaii guys here, so good luck.
Short local guys for the win. That's right.
No shame.
Hopefully they're funny.
There's a lot of short girls here too. So, right. But anyways, so not really my type, but at the end of the date, he kept texting me throughout the next week.
Yep.
And I was replying, being a little bit short. And then one text, I forgot to reply for like 3 days.
Oh,
and
shit.
And then, yeah.
Shout out Justin Park. Okay. Yeah.
So I could have just kind of let it go, but that would have been ghosting, right?
Correct.
That and is that's effed up.
Right.
So I was actually working out this morning at the gym, and he randomly popped in my mind. I was like, oh no, I didn't respond to him. He probably thinks like this a-hole, like, didn't respond to me, just ghosting me. And it's a small island. So, I mean, what goes around comes around.
That is correct, yes. So you took the high road.
I took the high road. Right. I texted him and I said, you know, I'm just kind of not in the right place right now to commit to anyone consistently, but I just want to continue dating around. But, you know, you're a great guy and it was a really nice time getting to know you. And
great political.
Yeah.
Wow. You should run. You should run for president. You're so good.
At least city council right now. Wow.
Girl, that's so lame.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh. Was that the boo or was that the boo in here?
Okay. The boo.
Boos all around. But
I mean, if you were a guy, like, would you respect that or is that something you?
Well, Freeze already shut. Honestly, what you would, if I was a guy, I would be looking at that, do the eye roll, and then what did he reply back to you?
Oh,
he
I showed you.
Something to you. What was his
girl,
response?
You just started World War III with
what
that.
He said it was like really short and really spiteful. It was like, yeah, that's cool. I hope I see you around sometime.
Oh.
Yo, you pissed him off, dude.
You just do you, girl.
She's just be like, gosh. Sorry, I just wanted some dick. Like, you know, like,
oh, just going around. No. At this point, we've said dick how many times? I mean, what's another one? So, that is a thing of ghosting. It ends up critical situation. That do you do it or do you don't? What do you do?
Right. Well, what do people prefer? Do they prefer to be spoken to honestly?
Yeah.
Or do they prefer to be ghosted?
Right.
I don't know.
Sky, what do you think of that? Do you like being ghosted?
No, I mean, I think nobody wants to be ghosted. Funny you mentioned this. This was part of, I took up the dating statistics for 2020, and it's basically surveyed a bunch of people that use online dating, and I got a bunch of stats here so we can reference them too. But 40% of people surveyed here that use online services break up via text or by ghosting. 48%.
That's it. That's a big chunk.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's half.
Yeah.
And that demographic is 18 to 29 year olds.
Wow.
Yo, that's us.
Well, why you're here.
It's like millennial, so, yeah.
So why do you think is that the case where people can't do it to face-to-face? Why is the face-to-face kind of dies off year by year? Slowly, we're all texting. Is the convenience factor? Is that really it?
I think so.
Is it just a fear?
I feel like it's the dating apps because we're meeting so many different people.
Yeah.
What's the point of initiating a whole nother date just to tell them that you're not interested?
Right.
You know, it's kind of like so I feel like with the whole dating app thing, you need to kind of, it's almost best to have a conversation in the very beginning. Like, you know, we're on this app. Let's just, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Let's just text each other this, and then that's it. We'll cut it off.
Cut them off.
You know,
quick.
Like be honest and upfront right in the beginning.
Right.
So it doesn't have to trail off into this awkward, like unknown ghosting silence thing.
Right.
Okay, I see. I see.
Is that a thing that is honesty and being upfront more of a thing now, or are people still kind of holding back and not being themselves totally in the first date situation? Because what you said is something that should be done all the time.
I feel like it should be done,
but you don't see.
But
that.
It's not. No, it's not. Right. With
is
not
that less and less?
I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
You think so, Jenna?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
And what is that because of just the face-to-face is not so much of a thing, so there's the awkwardness of just the confidence is there, or the fear is there, where I can't tell you to your face, I don't want to see you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have a second date with you. That's the thing. Right, Sky, have you told anybody off in person?
Yeah, I have.
Hey, all right.
But you know,
older demographic for the win.
I think for me personally, you know, dating at this point in my life, I think I don't want to waste their time. You know what I mean? I don't want my time wasted. So it might as well just like, if it ain't working out, it ain't working out, you know?
Exactly.
So I went on 2 dates already from online for this year already. And it didn't work out. But then you just tell them, straight up, we're not vibing, right?
See you around.
So, yeah, it's kind of see you around.
That's hard to say though, because some people take it really personally, you know? They're like, oh, am I not good enough? So.
That's a factor too.
It's like, an insecurity like shot too. Exactly.
If you turn it around on yourself and be like, I'm not ready to consistently date one person. I want to continue dating multiple people. I mean, you may sound really promiscuous, but I mean, at least you're turning it around on yourself, but not the person.
But the whole landscape of dating online. I mean, so right here, 50% of people using dating apps say they admitted to lying on their profile. In one way or another. 50%
through their pictures.
Well,
via picture or by occupation.
That's
or
social
by
media in general, right? Whatever. Everybody's trying to be something they're not on there, trying to get attention from somehow, and they're just going to take a step further and try, you know, get the, get the dicks and the punani. I didn't know what else to say at this point. I said punani just now.
I feel like even Instagram has became like a somewhat of a dating app.
Facebook has dating now.
There's a Facebook dating.
You got Facebook
page.
Dating.
Dude, that's crazy.
Jenna, you got to do that one, I think, next week. Maybe we'll start that up.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I can take on a third one. I'm already over Tinder by now. Bumble is deleted.
So what do you feel, is the number one, what do you guys feel is the number one component? Is it shared interests or looks? Let's be honest. Because those are the two things that are the driving factors for a lot of people on dating.
Well, when you're looking at online, you're basically people shopping online. You're looking at pictures. So it's got to be physical.
We said it before. It's like Oriental trading just online. It's catalog.
Shout out Oriental trading.
We said it last time.
People have that catalog.
People don't want to admit to be shallow, so they don't write that. So 68%, we just won short, man. 68% of online dating users say shared interests is the most important thing. 32% say looks.
Just one short.
That is,
which is one
such
short
a
of 69.
Lie.
See, there
you
exactly.
go.
Shout out to 69.
69 all day. But yes, it's a thing that is always a debatable situation. What do you look for? What are you looking for when you are on Tinder yourself? Let's go with, as you're swiping away, are you reading every said profile, or are you just going straight up just doing?
I look at the pictures. I don't
you
know.
You look at the pictures.
Yeah.
It's inevitable.
And usually, so I know there's some dating advice columns or whatever that says post pictures of you with your friends because it looks like you're going out.
Yeah.
99.9% of the time, I'm sorry to say this, you're not the best looking one in that picture. I'm looking at your other friends.
Real talk.
Yeah. So make sure that you
just take solo pictures.
Make sure you take pictures with DILFs. I don't know. Or not DILFs. What is the word?
What is it?
DUFs.
Duff? I've
designated
never heard
ugly,
of that.
Designated ugly fat friend. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so
I like
sad.
How you knew that, Sky. That's good. I didn't know that one.
That's me.
I didn't know that one. Yeah. Wow, learn something every hour.
That's brutal.
I didn't know that.
But you heard that term, right?
But I've also gone on a dating app and had a picture, and her one profile picture is of 4 girls, and I don't know which one is her.
Yeah.
Right. So that's right. Yeah. That's always the bumbling fool who just takes that group picture that we don't know who it is, and then we're trying to figure it out. Right. So that's always a fail.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly. So currently right now, that happened to you recently, but I'd like to open this up to the both of you. What are you seeing as you yourselves are dating? What is the conversations you're coming across? What are the first dates you're coming across? Icebreakers? How awkward is it, or how not awkward is it?
Well, I got no conversations or dates. I don't know about you, but
I have a. I mean,
independence.
There you go. 2020.
Right.
What, I would say I've gone on a total of like 5 dating app dates. Yeah. So not a whole lot, because honestly, you could waste a lot of time just talking to someone and they won't initiate a date. It's like, right. Okay, I'm over it. But I would say, like, I definitely choose a public location to meet
of course.
The date in. Usually just a drink, so keep it quick.
And would you go
usually
hiking?
During a weekday.
No hiking for you on the first day?
No hiking. Okay. You never know.
But you are a hiker, though, right?
Yeah.
Do you put that on your dating app? As like,
well, you're a fit girl, right?
Yeah.
So no, hiking. I mean, yeah.
You know? Pillbox for the win. Okay, yeah. Okay, but not on a first date. Okay, so what is the initial conversation then when you finally meet this person in person? What happens?
I mean, it's typical stuff like what do you do? You know, okay. What do you enjoy? And we just try to see if there's any connection. Honestly, right. Yeah.
Because curious in 2020 if that's changed or if it's gotten worse or if it's gotten more specific in question or you know what I mean, like. You can go with the small talk, the general small talk, but can people do that in 2020 when you got the texting and you got all the online stuff? So
I think it goes back to the last time I was on here. We were talking about like the first date. It feels like an interview because you are asking really basic questions about each other. Mm-hmm. It's starting from ground zero.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
So based off that, that's so I guess for Sky and you know for the us old people, if someone who is old and is not used to the online dating situation, what kind of pointers or tips would you give them to help strategize? Like say, you know, I wanted to go visit, you know, Bertania Flores and I wanted to get the old grandma to be on Tinder. And if I help her log in and help her set up the profile, what kind of helpful hints would I give someone first starting out that is older, that is not a millennial?
What do you look for? I mean, I know. You're currently on, right?
Plus,
I gotta say, for guys our age, dude, we gotta watch out what kind of, you know, the age of the girls we swipe on. We can't go too young because it's a little creepy, right?
Well, okay, what's your
so what's the age range?
What's the age range, exactly?
I usually don't go more than 10 years past my, younger than me.
Okay, that's fine.
That's
fine. So that's like 30. Or 29, 28.
Yeah, around
there. Sorry, right? I don't wanna.
J-Nats had the rule. What was the rule? Half your age plus 7.
Wait, really? Is that a true?
That's what he says.
Okay.
So how much older do you go? Like how? What's your?
I'm 43. Limit? I'm 43. I don't care. I can talk about my age. I don't care.
No. I mean, no, for the women. Like
so.
How,
I usually. I look
what's
at it like
your
this.
Ceiling?
I look at it like this. I usually when I put on the dating filters, I usually don't date under 35 typically. If we don't get the same pop cultural references and we don't have the same kind of moral standpoint.
Like so he brings up a good point because see, he's very much into the movies and the pop culture and he's definitely going to want someone, a companion that's going to be into the same stuff to converse about, right?
Right.
So that's going to be an age situation. That's another thing we haven't talked about is interests. Are you looking at people with the same interests as you? Are you looking for the fit people when you're swiping over there, if the guy got the 8-pack, is that automatically a draw to you? Or is it the guy that says he likes hiking? Is that going to draw to you?
Well, you know what's funny is that guys don't really, they're not very descriptive in their bios. So it's kind of hard to know. Sometimes it's like a silly pickup line almost.
What's the funniest pickup line you've ever gotten or you read?
Oh my gosh, I can't remember off the top of my head. But
is it that much?
You got, yeah.
Is it that much pickup line?
Quite
you
frankly.
Got?
you got
what, one of them was like, my pet peeve is when we match and then you don't reach out to me. It's like, oh, okay. I guess. Sorry, dude.
Awful. Really?
Yuck.
That's a for real.
Have you ever super liked someone?
I've never done that, no.
Oh, okay, so you don't have the premium.
You gotta get that premium thing.
Okay.
I just tried it.
Look, she's engaged. They got the premium.
There you go.
Premium works.
You want to get married? Like somebody.
You gotta pay.
Right?
So many months. So many.
Shall we summarize tonight again? Tinder works. Tinder finds love. Independence. I mean, we got it. And buying premium. Buying premium. Super
So. I mean, you get what you pay for. Price, you go on a free site. You get.
You gotta pay to play, bro. That's right.
I mean, if I got a super like, I'm like, wow, this is aggressive, but this is a compliment. I mean, you're super liking
exactly,
me.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, penetration now. Like,
wow. You know? Oh my gosh. Whoa.
It's legit. I mean, it's. Look, he's shaking his head. He's like, yeah.
There you go. If Kale shakes his head, yes, you know it's right. So that is something I didn't. Yeah, they get a super like. Have you gotten a super like?
Yeah, when you have a free account, you can see who super likes you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's like a blue star or something. But, oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Sky. I've always was like, huh, it's not a super like.
Yeah. Right, and then that's going to generate and that's going to generate something else, right? So you're not going to even like the people who like you because they didn't give you the super likes, so then you'll be more bitter and then more upset, and then it just leads a downward spiral of hell. And so Sky, have you never done the Tinder, right?
No. You've never done that stuff. No. So okay. I go on like I've used Bumble and then there's okay. another I mean, but there's, you know, there's like 2000 dating apps. So if you have like a specific even like weird particular fetish.
Right, farmersonly.com.
Yeah, or whatever.
Right?
I mean, there's tons of sites like that. Dude, there's even all you girls that want funny guys, right. I'm sure there's hilariousguys.com.
There's even Plumbers. Craigslist. People going Craigslist.
Yeah. Of course, like, Craigslist.
It's crazy. Yeah.
That's sketchy.
But that's for like the swingers or something, right? That's like for the guys at the sex party down in Kalihi or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's where the catfishers go.
But, right. I tend to see the most girls that like are, you know, kind of what I'm looking for on the Bumble and the sites that are more female driven, as far as they're making the move, they make the choices. It's
all right.
It's better on there. Yeah.
Does that feel better to a guy when a girl is the initiator?
I think for me personally, it's better to have that validation and going, okay, it's good for me to now I can make the move. Cause it seems reciprocated, you know, mm-hmm. instead of just like staring at her picture going, I like you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like you so much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hope that's not really you at home.
It's not.
Just checking. But then that's the thing too, because then you have insecurity, then you have confidence issues, and then that's the thing. People fear rejection. That's been a universally thing for years and years and years. So if you put that into the hands of the female, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So I don't see why not. So would that be the preferred for you guys? If someone's never done this before, what would be the site to be the one to do?
What's your number one?
Yeah,
what do you think?
What do you guys think?
I don't know too much dating. I would say Tinder, I guess. But if you're a girl, go on Bumble.
I don't know. I'm so bipolar with those apps. I like put them on for 2 weeks and then I delete them.
Yeah, you're not having good success. I don't know if I would take your recommendation.
The number one most downloaded app is Match.com. That's the number one used in the United States.
But I feel like that you use that when you're way older. I guess so. And you're at the point where I'm ready.
I don't know the demographic. I think you're right. I think Match is like 35 and up probably, I would.
So Match.com, you got the eHarmonies. That's like we're headed toward like a different state of mind.
But you know what they're saying? That even including Tinder and those other sites, it's saying still 17% of all marriages in the U.S. are started online now.
Right. Well, that's the generation.
It only will grow.
Because like everyone's like working like two or three jobs where they don't have time to actually like go out and you know. So it's literally like it's convenience. You know what I mean?
It all comes down to convenience.
How's that? 60% of female dating app users want a match and a relationship, not a hookup, right? But 33% admit to having sex on the first date.
Hey, all right. Congrats to all of them.
Wow. That's a bigger number than I thought.
You know?
I mean, if you're paying $7.99 a month.
Yeah. Why not, right?
You might as well.
Once again, we're summarizing.
It's a premium.
We're summarizing again, everyone. If you're paying to play, just get the sex. Put them in. Put them out. Shoot them in. That's all I got to do.
There you go.
So, in closing, I guess Tinder would be the one. I guess.
How about this? Tinder, if you're under 30. If you're over 30, then
Match.com.
Match.com probably.
Oof. And if you're on a budget, Instagram.
If you're on a budget,
DMs all day.
If you're on a budget,
Craigslist
or Craigslist, right?
Craigslist.
If you don't care about your life,
and then factoid on the DMing, make sure that you know if you're gonna DM that gal, that public figure, make sure they don't have like 20,000-30,000 followers because they're not gonna look at your DM, guys, right? They're gonna look at you have to accept.
Yeah,
you have to
do
this, right? And you can't. I'm just saying that because I've been trying to get Kelly Simek on the show and. She's got like 30,000. She probably thinks I'm like sending, her my balls.
You better super like her.
I'm just saying. Right. I wish, but it's on Instagram and she's not looking at my message. And that's the thing.
She gets hit up by so many people.
You got to call it
too. Exactly.
Don't take it personally. Action Line on KH1
too. Wow. There you go.
Action.
There's still Action Line?
There is. There's a ton of volunteers. It's great.
Oh gosh. Wow. I learned something again every day.
Dude, not even kidding. I've had people call the show while I was on TV asking for my number. And I'm like, I'm on live TV. Like, I'm talking about.
Oh, how's that?
And they're watching you right now, like.
That's a super like on television.
No, no, we're figuring this out. All right. Well, once again, you guys, we're gonna get it, next month. You guys got topic for next month. What's the next one for the next Millennial Monday?
I don't know.
We're still deciding. Yeah. You have any suggestions?
Yeah.
Well, we could go into like Match.com being for the old people, and then we could be like
dating apps for your age demo.
Dating apps which lead to depression.
We need to move on from the dating app thing. It's
good. Well, yeah, I'm ready to move on from it right now.
I think it might be anxiety with this generation. Yeah.
Oh.
So
there you go.
That's kind of a touchy subject. So we're gonna go there.
Let that hang. Let that simmer right now because we got like 30 more segments to go for the show. So yes, once again, and then you're gonna join us. We got wine tasting coming up.
That's
so
right.
You ready for this one?
Ready.
How many you had so far tonight?
Just one.
Okay, you're good.
I had two.
You're fine. We'll be watching. We're watching from afar, Mikey. Don't worry.
Yeah, dog.
So let's take a break. Let's go. Sleep time's over. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Yes.
And now it is finally time for a man who was the first one here, and he's gonna close it out here tonight. Hakeem Paragon is here, everyone. Give it up.
Hey, how y'all doing?
And I gotta say off the bat that, you know, really the main reason why why I instantly had you on the show is because of your first name. And it's because of the fact, shout out Qualify, we are fans of the Houston Rockets of Houston. And my idol was and is Hakeem Olajuwon. So you got nothing else to do. You can just stand here and wave if you want. You're done. You're good.
You want to know something cool?
Yes.
Olajuwon is my middle name.
Hakeem Paragon, everyone. Okay, so we got you on here because you have a song that is going to be love-esque to kind of fit the theme of tonight.
Yeah.
Talk about this one. What do you got?
It's a song called Love For It.
Yes.
Love for you hear it.
See, we still got energy after 10
just,
hours.
It's just about doing what you love, surrounding yourself with people you love, and loving life. Enjoy it.
Nice. Let's get right to it. You ready?
Let's do it.
Freeze, you ready?
Let's do it, Freeze.
Let's do it.
Love for it. Love for it. Hey. I just talk my shit and my niggas show me love for it. It's too quiet in here. I just talk my shit and my niggas show me. Now let me hear it, girl. I just talk my shit and my niggas show me. Yeah. Hey. They said if you can't beat them, join them, but I'll never be a bitch. Ain't trying to make it on no list. Trying to make my niggas rich. Oh, I'm cut different. Niggas out here mad they can't fuck with us, I'm used to it. Shut your city down when we slide through it. You know don't nobody do it how my side do it. I ain't make it, you can't ride to it or vibe to it. I'm the motherfucking man, baby, I knew it. Get these niggas something to hate on, got a pile of money you can lay on, oh, this ain't the kind of game you play on, I need the paddock you can skate on, yeah. Hey, you need to switch teams if you and all your partners ain't got big dreams. Cause I ain't got no niggas like that around me. Homie, I was flexing when they found me, and they show me love for it. I just talk my shit and my niggas show me love. Yeah. I'm trying to be a boss and the people show me love. Yeah. Hey, they tell me I'm a dog, but these bitches show me love. I like that. World full of fake shit, baby, show me love. Hey, ain't no switching up. See, the OGs told me I ain't live enough. I need that all white Tesla with the butter guts. And I can't lie, I want that bitch before the summer's up. Y'all can fight for runners up. Young Jiggy nigga, get you one of us. I ain't never been the type to keep in touch. So just kick it how you kick it, pour another cup. Say I see you when I see you, so you know what's up. It's all in the tone. Leave them with it just to keep them on their toes. Big time, I've been on the roll. I'm a hot boy even when it's cold. See this drip don't quit. I blame my surroundings. All I keep is real niggas around me. Blessed with that sauce, you can't drown me. Homie, I was wavy when they found me, and they show me love for it. I just talk my shit and my niggas show. We gotta make them wonder what's going on in Highbrow, baby. I'm trying to be a boss and the people show. Turn it up, turn it up. They tell me I'm a dog, but these bitches show. Yeah. Hey, world full of fake shit, baby show. One more time, Highbrow. Yeah. Hit my nigga show. Yes. They tell me to be a in the people show me. Yeah. They tell me I'm a dog, but these bitches show me. Turn it up for me. Yeah. World full of fake shit, baby show me. Thank you very much, Highbrow. I am Hakeem Paragon.
Paragon, everyone. Give it up, give it up. One more time.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Sir, thank you very much, man. Thank you. Thank you for hanging in there. Thank you for everyone hanging in there. Is everyone still here? Is the local mill still here? Princess, you still there? Are you a drink 95? Okay, so you're still there. General Weissman is still here? Probably not. I don't know. Is Kathy still here? Silence. Okay, so that means we got to get out of here. Shout out to everyone. Shout out to the Lord Flores holding down the drinks tonight. Shout out Sky Cameron, Kale on the boards. Shout out DJ Freeze. Shout out Jay Dads. Shout out to Qualify was here. Shout out to Stood's here. Stood is here. Stood is taking the pictures as we speak. Shout out to Sakine Company, Baby Yoda. Shout out to Sakine Company. Shout out to Honey Wahine as we're talking about love. She is the one responsible for the lights, the cameras, all of these things. And the action is there. Yes, good call, Jay Naz. We got to get out of here, though. Good night, everyone. Love for it.